This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. There's political upheaval in Pakistan today. Supporters of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif waged a gun battle with supporters of President Pervez Musharraf. Officials say at least three people were killed. The situation has been diffused and authorities are trying to determine who initiated the attack. Meanwhile, President Pervez Musharraf has been meeting with Hamid Karzai during a two-day visit by the Afghan president. The two leaders have exchanged some harsh words in the past, each blaming the other for the increased insurgent activity along their shared border. But yesterday, they emerged from meetings much closer to agreement on how to deal with the militants. They discussed sharing intelligence and other ways to bolster cooperation between Pakistan and Afghanistan. San Francisco police are continuing their investigation into yesterday's tiger attack at the San Francisco Zoo. The tiger killed a 17-year-old boy and injured two other people. Judy Campbell has more from San Francisco.
The Siberian tiger, Tatiana, escaped from an outdoor exhibit surrounded by an 18-foot wall and a 20-foot moat. San Francisco Police Chief Heather Fong says investigators still don't know how the tiger got out.
Because we're not certain whether this incident occurred as a result of human action or whether this was an incident where the animal was able to get out of the grotto, we have deemed the site a crime scene.
The tiger killed Carlos Souza, a 17-year-old from San Jose, before attacking two of his friends at the nearby zoo cafe. Both are in stable condition. Police shot and killed the tiger. The same Siberian tiger mauled a zookeeper during a feeding last year.
That attack happened the day before yesterday. Not yesterday, as I stated. That was reporter Judy Campbell in San Francisco. And in case you haven't heard, there's a pretty big football game on TV this weekend. The whole thing has got even non-football fans like your BPP newscaster paying attention, thanks to a decision by the NFL yesterday to simulcast the game on multiple networks. On Saturday night, the New York Giants will take on the New England Patriots, who will try to become the first NFL team to go 16-0 in the regular season. But until yesterday, the game was only to be broadcast on the NFL Network. Under pressure from fans and even the U.S. Congress, NFL executives made a deal to simulcast the game on both CBS and NBC. This will be the first three-network simulcast in NFL history. There you have it. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and John, I feel like I need to defend myself.
Okay, please.
Why I think this is such a big deal, anytime someone says you can't watch this, and then a whole lot of people go to task to make sure you can, I feel like I should watch it. It must be a big deal.
Well, you can come over to my house, because you know what's going to be happening at my house this weekend.
You guys might be watching a little football.
I'll be watching somebody watching football, yeah. Probably. Rachel Martin, thanks a lot.
You bet.